It's Friday, September 20th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Eritrean pastor identified as Gabriel, who has resettled to Australia recently, told the Barnabas Fund about how Christians are tortured, starved, and forced into hard labor in the northeastern African nation. Back in 1998, officials imprisoned Gabriel, along with his church members, for a month. While his prison sentence was supposed to last 6 months, it turned into 3 grueling years because he was a pastor. Prisoners were only given small amounts of food every 18 hours and required to do backbreaking work and offered no medical treatment if they fell sick. Like thousands of other Christians in the country, he was detained in a metal shipping container for weeks and then beaten savagely for being a pastor. Despite all this, Gabriel refused to renounce his faith in Christ. Gabriel noted that guards eventually gave up on torturing some of the other converts, saying, quote, "We cannot stop this Christian thing," end quote. Revelation 12, verse 11 says, "And they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death." On Monday, the Swiss federal court ruled against a mother from Basel who applied in 2017 to homeschool her 8-year-old son. School authorities rejected her request, and a court in her canton or state threw out her appeal. Sadly, the federal high court ruled that homeschooling does not fall into her constitutional right to a private life. In addition, the high court ruled individual cantons or states in Switzerland can decide whether to allow homeschooling or to ban it. Currently, there are over 1,000 children being homeschooled in Switzerland. Following an attack on Saudi Arabian oil production this week, blamed on Iran, but which Iran denies, Iran Foreign Minister Javad Zarif told CNN yesterday that any strike on their country by Saudi Arabia or the U.S. would result in, quote, all-out war, end quote. President Donald Trump says he is weighing options, but that he does not, quote, want war with anybody, end quote. The preliminary hearing for pro-life journalist David Daleiden concluded this week with the California judge ruling he was, quote, engaged in criminal activity, irrespective of his journalistic status, end quote. He and fellow investigator Sandra Merritt face multiple felony charges, and he could be sent to jail for his alleged, quote-unquote, crime of exposing Planned Parenthood's illegal sale of baby body parts. Daleiden now awaits a final ruling from the judge on whether the case will go to trial. Isaiah 5, verse 20 warns, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." The California Senate passed a resolution this month telling Christian leaders to accept and support the ideology behind sexually perverted lifestyles and also condemn counseling for people with unwanted same-sex attraction and gender confusion. Christian leaders are speaking out against the bill, saying that it will pave the way for persecuting Christians. Russell Willingham, executive director of New Creation Ministries, told CBN News, quote, "I believe ACR 99 sets the stage for future laws that will criminalize pastor caregivers like me, who provide such a resource. Resources that offer an option for those who do not want what the state is telling them they must accept," end quote. Medical professionals are increasingly facing pressure to participate in procedures that they oppose on moral and conscience grounds, especially abortions. A new study by Heart and Mind Strategies surveyed the general public and medical professionals on the issue. 83% of the public say doctors should not be forced to do something against their conscience, and 91% of medical professionals said they would walk away from their jobs if required to do something they believed to be morally wrong. However, the study found over 60% of these doctors and nurses say they or someone they know has been discriminated against for not violating their conscience. Acts 5, verse 29 says, "We ought to obey God rather than men." And finally, a California Chick-fil-A employee is being hailed as a hero after saving someone's life last Friday, reports Fox 5. Team leader Toya Nanguki, age 22, was working the drive-thru at the Eastlake Terrace's Chick-fil-A location when he noticed a 20-year-old man in cardiac arrest surrounded by friends. Ngugi immediately sprinted across the parking lot, began doing chest compressions, and got the man's friends to call 911. The Chick-fil-A employee acknowledged God's providence to place him there at that time.
That was the place where God placed me to be at that moment.
And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 20th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.